What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computer's weekly tech podcast. This is episode 383, and our podcast is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something that gives us a little kickback and keeps the podcast ongoing, with me, of course, is my co-host Ryan. What's going on?
Not much. Is everything good with Facebook streaming?
We are not streaming on Facebook currently.
All right. Okay.
You can't schedule streams right now, which kind of, this is how we like schedule everything. And it all like we use a thing called StreamYard to do our stream, and it schedules the stream. Okay. So people know about it, and you can't do they say they're working on it, but right now we're streaming on YouTube, Twitch. So we're on Twitch right now. Yep. And we're on Twitter. So hopefully you guys can catch us on there since we're not on Facebook. We like to do it on Facebook because like a lot of people are. It's kind of crazy that after all these years, like Facebook still is that place where like, you know, like anything you're into, like so, Ryan's into comic books. I'm sure there's like comic book groups on there that's like still going. And like a lot of the stuff I'm into, like I'm in groups and that's where stuff happens. Like, you know what I mean? I'm in a bunch of PC groups and modding groups and things like that. It's just all still on Facebook. It's kind of crazy that after, again, I mean, I signed up for Facebook when I was in college. So, I mean, it's still around. There's not a replacement. There's like other obviously really popular social media platforms like TikTok and things like that. But as far as like for where people kind of congregate online, besides like, I guess, well, X or Twitter, that in Facebook are like the two biggest, I would probably say. So, but in any case, we're not on there this week. So if you guys do want to watch just Twitch and YouTube, you can watch the stream later on Twitch as well, right?
Yeah, should be a VOD.
Okay, yeah. So, well, you know, either one, you guys can go ahead and do it that way. If you're normally on Facebook and you're watching us on YouTube or Twitch, you can still use chat. You can chat to us. We have the chat up here. So I've been getting better at like watching the chat to see people. So, just go ahead, ask questions, talk to us, make fun of, I don't know, my haircut or whatever Ryan's doing, something like that. But yeah, another week, some interesting things going on. A new piece of tech launched today, which I'm super excited about. We'll talk about that at the end because it's not really related to PC hardware. But yeah, lots of cool stuff going on. We do have our full show notes page. If you do want to follow along, it's going to have everything that we're going to be talking about this week. And you can go ahead and click through and get even more information. So if you hear us talking about something and you're like, what was that? Or, you know, I want some more information. We have the show notes page, which is linked in the description of the video. Let's start out with reviews this week. And there is one company that has always caught my attention. I'm sure you as well, Ryan, when it comes to like super high-end graphics cards. And it's always been Galaxy before that.
But we don't see them very often, right? Like,
we don't personally see them. One, because when the company was called Galaxy, it was like Asia based, so all the Asian continents would get the graphics cards, and you in order to get one in the US, like you had to import it, and it was this big thing. But they had these Hall of Fame cards, which were all white PCB, and for the longest time they were the only company to offer a white graphics card, not even just a white PCB, but like just a white shroud. Nobody else was doing it. They were like the first ones to do it. And those cards were like super high end, like the highest overclocks, things like that. So I've known about Galaxy for like a long time, but because they're kind of new coming into the US market, we haven't really taken a look at a lot of their products. Right. But this week I did, and I'm pretty happy that I did. And again, this is not one of their super high end cards. It's an RTX 4070. And this is actually their highest end RTX 4070. So a lot of these companies too, when it comes, you know, once you get down into the 4070, 4060, there's not a ton of models out there, just because nobody wants to pay an extra $100, $130 for a 4060 or 4070. It's not conducive. You know what I mean? So this is their highest end RTX 4070. It's the EX Gamer. We have the white edition. It's also available in black if white is not your thing. Slight overclock on this. So the factory overclock is 2535 megahertz, which is just a slight overclock over the normal speed of the RTX 4070. Besides that, pretty much everything else is stock. You got stock memory on there. But we do have a custom shroud. We have custom fans on here. So as you can see, that white is just looks awesome. Three cooling fans here. So Ryan, do you want to guess the size of these fans?
I just looked because I was curious, so I don't want to guess.
All right.
At first, I was thinking about it. I was like, there's no way those are two 120s and a 140. Because then I looked over at my radiator, and I was like, no, there's no way this card is this big. It's not.
Yeah, no, it's not that big. That would be a huge card. I think I think on one of their cards, they do have a 120 and 292s. Okay. This is a 102.
102, yep.
Yeah, 192s. So the center fan is 102 millimeters. The outer are 92s. So you do get a really nice triple fan cooling solution. And because they are, especially the center fan is like a larger fan too, it's not going to be as loud as, you know, a small, like a lot of these have like smaller fans. So again, this is pretty quiet. And in our testing, it was very quiet as well. Again, you can see that just great white shroud here. No white PCB, that's reserved for their Hall of Fame cards, but you don't really, I mean, you're not really going to see much of the PCB here anyways. The fans are sort of like a clear opaque. That's because they have RGB lighting on them. Another thing that's awesome about this is that on the RTX 4070s, companies were given the option to run the new power connection or the old standard PCI Express power connection. They opted for the older connection. So it's just an 8-pin PCI Express power connector. I like that just for the fact that there are so many issues with that new power connection. And for the, you know, for the customer, it's like, do I have to get an adapter? Do I have to get a new power supply? You don't have to worry about that. So you have that old man in the chat. We have Corey, an old man in the chat currently. Old man asks, do the fans turn off when the card's not under load? Yes, they do. It's pretty much, I would say almost all graphics cards these days do that. It's kind of
and
like,
if you don't want that, you can usually set it.
Right? Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So you can, this has software. You can go to the software and set the fan speeds if you want, but if they're on auto, they will turn off if the system's idle, which is great. So you don't have this fans constantly running. One, it keeps it quieter, but on top of that, it uses less power, obviously, too. So that's something that's definitely nice. But you can see the cutout there for the 8-pin PCI Express power connection. You can also see we have a full cover backplate here, just a little GeForce logo on there. And then the back part is open, so you have pass-through air coming through with those fans. This is slotted for 2-slot. As you can see, it's, what would you say? It's like 2.2 slot? 2.1?
I mean, with that shroud, yeah, it's going to be a, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to definitely take, you know, you'll need some extra room.
Yeah. So just like if you were going to try to put this in like a small form factor where like you literally only have two available slots, it will not fit. But if you have just a little bit more room, this will fit. So just, you could look up the dimensions of the card. We have it in the specification. So you know, and then you have your standard connectors. So 3 DisplayPort, 1 HDMI, that's standard. That's pretty much it for the card. We have a GeForce RTX logo on the side that also is going to light up with RGB lighting. 2 fin stacks here, 1 on the PCB and GPU itself, and 1 on the end here connected by heat pipes. It is kind of like your standard design card. I do like that the backplate is actually metal, none of that weird plastic stuff. And again, I do like the 8-pin, and I do like that it's kind of pushed in a little bit. So what was that case we reviewed? That smaller form factor case. Remember, I had that issue where my power connector was right up against the glass.
Right against,
So this kind of helps you with like smaller cases. Like this really won't be an issue for a lot of people because most cases are designed correctly. But that case we reviewed.
Well, it keeps you within those dimensions of the card, right?
Yeah.
If you've got your plug there and your cables kind of curved down or whichever direction they need to go, it keeps it within that footprint of the card, which is nice.
Yeah. So I definitely like that on the card itself. Now, as far as RGB lighting, all 3 of the fans do light up. They look awesome. And again, I wish I should have put this in my system, which is all white. You can find some other reviews out there where like somebody installed this in an all white case. It looks awesome with all of these. So you have, again, like, you know, the three fans lighting up there, the GeForce RTX logo lighting up. It's going to look awesome. You can control the lighting. You can turn it off. You can do a bunch of different effects. You can do all of that kind of stuff. But overall, this is one of the, you know, RTX 4070s that's going to give you like the most RGB lighting, which I know we kind of went away from RGB lighting for a while, but I think on a graphics card, it definitely looks awesome having it on there. The only thing I wish it would have had is some RGB lighting actually on the backplate. Just for the fact that, again, it's like facing, you know, in a normal orientation, this is going to be facing down and you're going to see that backplate. But overall, I do like the RGB lighting. It does have its own software. Galaxy's software is called Extreme Tuner. It's kind of pretty basic. It shows like your GPU speed and your memory speed in real time here, GPU temperature, GPU like fan percent, you know. You can fully tune the card as well. So you can change things as far as like power targets and voltages and things like that. There is a one-click overclock. You just click this button and it will overclock the card. Here's our lighting settings. You can change things and do different effects. And then you have your fan speeds, which we talked about. So you can set these to auto or set them to a custom speed. You can actually go into advanced and set your own fan curve if you wanted to. So you can do all of that when it comes to the fan. And then we did make a video on, there's a mobile app, which you can kind of see here. It's pretty awesome. It does everything that this app does, but it's on your phone. And what's great about that is that, you know, later Ryan and I are going to be playing a game. I don't want to have to minimize my screen to like maybe adjust some fan speeds, or say I'm seeing some like stuttering in my game. I'm like, what is my like graphics card like overheating? Like what's going on? You can see stats in real time on your phone. And like, it's kind of hard. Obviously you can't see, but like I have my phone sitting right in front of me, like on a stand. So it's just like always right there. So it's free. You don't have to do anything. It's just an app you download. And it works with the app on the desktop, and it just shows everything in real time, allows you to change things. You can change your RGB lighting. Say like you have some effect playing and you're playing the game and you're like, ah, that effect's kind of distracting me a little bit. You can just go in and change the effect right on your phone. It's really cool. I like it. Hopefully more companies do something like that. That's too. Cool. Yeah. So we have a video on it if you want to check it out and see what it can do. But yeah, you get that as well. Now, as far as performance, this is in RTX 4070. We did a full video review on the RTX 4070 when it came out. This has a slight overclock, so it's going to give you some, you know, better performance overall. I would say in general, an RTX 4070 is a 1440p card that you're going to get pretty much at 1440p, like right around, you know, 100 to like 100, you know, 20 FPS with everything maxed out on like all new titles, not like Cities Skylines 2 or Alan Wake 2. We know about those already, but in general, like we tested it and you can see like through seven games at 1440p, like the average frame rates through those seven games is 109. That's with everything completely maxed out. So it's going to be a higher frame rates at 1440p, and then at 1080p you can do probably like 144 hertz. I don't think you would want to push it to 240 on that. So just a good overall 1440p card. Because this has an overclock, it will get a little bit, you know, it's going to be like 1 or 2 FPS better than like the other RTX 4070 out there, but it does have that. But I really like this card. I like the way it looks. I like that you get a lot of RGB lighting. No issues with anything. It's factory overclocked. You have the mobile app. You have the app on your computer. Like for my first experience with the Galaxy product, I didn't have any issues, and I really liked it. I actually gave it a 10 out of 10 and a recommended award because for a white build, if you want that white graphics card. Now we have seen I know MSI has like their lowest end 4060 is white now. You know what I mean? But like for the longest time to get that white card, you had to go up in that way price up, yeah. range. And yeah. this is $589.99 right now. And I think the black one is $549. Which is it's very competitive. Like the higher end RTX 4070s are around like $650, $630, $650. Some are $679. So for $589.99, and again, you're still getting that factory overclock in the better cooling with the fans. It is really good. And especially like if you have a white build and you're not looking to go to a 4080 or 4090, this is going to be like one of the best looking cards. And again, if you're not a fan of like crazy RGB, if you just want like, you know, you're running like a 011 dynamic and you have your fans like all white, you can just put all the RGB fans on this to white, all the RGB on everything to white, and it's going to look and match. Cool. Yeah, it's going to look really good. So yeah, I really like it. So check out the review if you are interested. Really cool to check out like a company that we've been following for a long time, like to check out one of their products. Because again, we for the longest time we couldn't get these cards, and now that they've come to the US, it's good to check out one of some of their offerings. So
sweet.
So yeah. So we'll move on from that to an extremely useful and simple product from Cooler Master. Do you use a headset stand at all?
I have a 3D printed one that is attached to my desk. So yes, okay. I do. And then I have one at work, but it's like a really like round, I don't know. It's not one that's nice and curved, right? Okay. It can like put that little dent in your.
That was like the worst thing about, I used to have like, I put on Amazon was like one of those like little hooks that you kind of like, it has like really high.
Stick under your desk. Oh,
yeah. And I put headsets on there for the longest time. And if you have a headset with cushioning, this one doesn't. This just has like the band. But if like with Ryan's headset, it has the cushioning. And if you would just like leave it on there, it would put like a dent in that cushioning. It would just like feel off when you were wearing your headset. Right. But that's besides the point. But those, I did like those for like the longest time, like having it under the desk, kind of out of the way. But they weren't like all that versatile. And like a lot of times they were just cheap and would break. But Cooler Master has like this really cool, it's not necessarily made for a headset, but kind of is made for a headset. It's called their Gem. And we saw something like this from NZXT. It had like their puck.
Yep.
This is a little bit more versatile than the puck. The puck was the same thing. So this uses a magnet. And it's just like this little, I'll go to the next page so you guys can see, but it's just like this, you know, it's in the Cooler Master sort of octagon design hexagon. Here
yep.
or hexagon, sorry, I'm missing my six and my eight here. But yeah, and it has a little hanger here where you can hang a headset. Super simple and easy, you know, thing, but the magnet is really strong. So here you can see, and because it's a magnet, it will just like, if you have a steel side panel, it just goes right on, no problem. You know, and as you can see, headset goes on there, no problem. And you can put something like a mouse on there.
That's cool.
I mean, this like my keyboard is heavy, and it held it no problem. So if you do have like a heavier headset, you're not going to run into an issue. Or if you want to do something like this and like get a couple of these to like display keyboards or something like that, you could definitely do that because as you can see, it works no problem. And the thing that's great about this is that this is not permanent because it's the magnet.
Yep.
You can go ahead and, you know, move it around to different things and it's awesome. So I really like that. But they do have this other piece, this back piece to it that you can, this is semi-permanent. It does have some 3M adhesive right here. So if you're somebody that wants this on your tempered glass side panel or any other type of material that's not metal, you can attach this, which is another magnet. And then when you can attach the gem to it. Oh, did you guys see that bug just flying here?
Nope.
Like a fruit fly.
I was looking at this thing
flying around.
So how does it attaches to the glass with adhesive, you said?
Yeah. So it uses like it's like a 3M adhesive. You can kind of see it right here, the center part.
So is that on the inside of it then?
Yeah. So this is on the inside of the panel.
Gotcha.
And then that attaches through. Now you actually technically don't really need to use the the adhesive.
Oh yeah, because you could just
sandwich them together if you didn't want to, like, you know, especially if, like, you're trying to see what's going to look good, you can do that first and maybe use the 3M after, but you really don't have to. But as long as you're, like, keeping it there, it's going to stay in place. So it's just, like, it's super simple and easy. That's one thing I really like about it. And it has built-in cable routing. You can kind of see it here. And you're like, I'm lazy. I'm not going to, like, especially if you have, like, a wired headset, like, I'm not going to wrap up my cables. Like, the thing that I like about this is your headset's wireless. My headset's wireless. At the end of the day, when you hang it up, you want that cable. You want that power cable ready. So you can do something like this, run a power cable and have the little, power thing ready. So the worst thing, I'm sure you've experienced this at least sometime, is, you know, you're ready to play your game and you pick battery up your headset low. And it's like battery low. You're like, oh man, I forgot to charge it. So this allows you to have the cable in there and then, you know, you hang up your headset and you just it's right there. You plug it in. So I like it. It's super simple and cool. It's not overly expensive. It's $24.99. They have the white version here that we have. And then there is a black version as well. Just super, like, it's incredibly useful. And again, not just for a headset. If you're a controller person, you can have your controller there. Yeah. And again, if that controller is wireless, you can have that cable ready to plug in and power it as well. So I like it. I also gave this a 10 out of 10 because it's just
two this week.
It's just, there's nothing wrong with it. It works. And it's simple. That's all it is. Yeah. And again, like, even to use this as, like, I could see somebody having like three or four of these and then, like, you know, putting like their mechanical keyboards and,
as I say, yeah, you want that consistent look and everything.
Yeah. And again, the fact that if you're not really, like, ruining your side panel or making it permanent on one thing and you can move it around. That's one thing I really like.
Now, is that gray material, like, rubberized or plastic?
It's rubberized.
Okay.
I assume under it, it's like some type of plastic,
molded plastic, maybe.
Yeah. But it is rubberized. So you're not going to, like, scratch up your, whatever you put on it either. And it gives it that good hold too. So, like, with a normal plastic, it, like, if you put a keyboard on there, it might, like, slip off or something like that. It's going to hold as well. So yeah, really cool little product there, from Cooler Master. So go ahead and check that out. I will move on to Case Mod Friday. And Ryan's been talking about, having a smaller form factor system that's water cooled. And this is one of those. So this is done in the Meshlicious case. And this one is a cyberpunk sort of theme. So here you can see kind of what it looks like. That is a small case. Is that how small you would want to go?
I think this is probably a little smaller.
Okay. This is a small case. It's a very small case. But this is really cool. So there's the, so here's, like, one side, of course, you have your motherboard, which is mini ITX. You have a small little SFX power supply in here. And then on the opposite side, that holds your graphics card. And as you can see, that's all water cooled, which is just awesome. You have the thin alpha cool radiator.
It looks pretty nice.
And this is like I guess it's a res, but it's like an interesting, I don't know if
is there a pump in there or not?
If it is that on that the I don't know what that is. Do we have a list of the EK stuff on it? Yeah, it's all here. The list of all the EK parts. So
yeah, it's that FLT. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, with the cyberpunk theme, of course, you have that yellow and the blue here using Corsair Dominator Platinum here. But yeah, so small.
Old man was asking if those are 120s or 140s in the front.
I believe they're 140s. Could be wrong.
It's wrong page. Let's see.
But yeah.
Either way, it is cool. I like it quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, to get that level of water cooling in this small of a case is...
That's a 280. Yeah, so they're 140s. Because it's a 280. Well, I presume they are because, yeah, actually, you have two 140s.
Yeah, maybe you should look into this case.
Maybe I should. I don't know.
It's, I mean, that's a really small footprint, and to have a fully water cooled system like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to get those bends correct though.
Those aren't too complicated.
These ones.
Yeah. That's not terrible.
Okay.
Cause you got a little wiggle room with those fittings. Cause those are,
oh yeah, those
are fitting that rotates. So like, if you're not perfect, you can still.
Yeah. I like this. Get it. Only thing I would worry is like, because it's small, like with the glass, or well, those are glass. Well, that's acrylic tubing, or is it glass?
Yeah, that's, yeah, acrylic.
Oh, okay, so I wouldn't worry as much with acrylic, but like, yeah, just moving this around, like taking this to LAN parties and stuff.
Yeah, you'd be all right.
Yeah, I like it though. Really cool.
Those fittings are pretty snug if you do them right. So,
gotcha. Yeah, I like this a lot. It's just like a perfect like little, you know, little LAN rig.
Yep.
Portable box. It'll be absolutely awesome. So this one was done by Declassified Systems, by the way. So you can check out a bunch of their stuff. We have it all linked here. So yeah, really cool. Really cool build there. I like that one. And then we have a giveaway. We haven't done a giveaway in a while. We're giving away this. The Kingston XS 1000, which I have right here, which is cool. A little portable SSD, USB 3.2 Gen 2. The giveaway launched on Monday, and I just added a special phrase or a passcode. I'm not sure how this works on the thing, but if you guys, and it's only for people on the podcast, so I'm only going to give it to you guys on the podcast. The special code is Halloween in all caps. So if you guys want to make sure that works, because I haven't tested it, because I don't want to enter the contest. So old man, right, or Corey, if you're in here, go to the contest and then you'll see it's all the way at the bottom. Like once you do the newsletter, all the other options will open up. Actually, I should be able to, let me see if I can actually bring it up so I can show. It does show.
And this one's US only, right?
Yeah, US only. It's only running for 2 weeks. It's a very short one that we're doing. Let's see. So secret code, nobody put it in yet, but the secret code is Halloween in all caps for you guys. So that gives you three more entries. So pretty much everything is worth one in the thing, but that will be worth three. So again, just it's Halloween in all caps. But I'm not sure how this works on Gleam. Like, if only one person can enter it or multiple people can. I'm not sure how that works.
Oh, the special word? I would think anybody could, as long as they knew
what
it was.
But it had this weird thing. It's like, what to do if it's already been entered? I don't know. Hmm. That's why I wanted you guys to test it if you can.
Like it was like the first person to enter it gets an extra three.
I'll change it. I can't see. No. Well, we'll find out if somebody uses the secret code. But yeah, get your entry in, guys. It's super simple and easy to do, and yeah, just something. We'll be doing a lot of giveaways because I've been doing some home cleaning, and I have a lot of stuff that's just like not being used, and I'd rather just give it to you guys than trying to sell it or something like that. So we'll have some memory coming up. We'll have that Cooler Master gem. I have another one. So we give away one of those. Like, so there's some cool stuff. So, and all these contests are going to be like 1 or 2 weeks. We're not going to do it like before. Like we were month doing long, like a month, yeah, or something like that. Like just a couple weeks, get it in, you know, and then we'll go to the next one and go to the next one and go to the next one. So we'll try to get these things going out here. So again, guys, for the Kingston giveaway, the secret code is Halloween in all caps. So put that in. If it doesn't, if for some reason it gives you an error or says something, shoot us a message on Twitter or Facebook and I'll fix it. But if it goes through and you get the extra three, then I think we'll be good to go. So yeah, excited to do some more giveaways for you guys. We want to definitely give back to you guys for being a part of our community. So excited for that. And the new contest that we'll be running. I also didn't put it in our show notes, but I also did a video on the Gigabyte Z790 Aorus Elite X Wi-Fi 7. Last week we talked about the board because I did the review, but I actually did a video on it as well, and it's on our YouTube if you want to check that out. This cool. bug, dude, he's like, because I have like the
I don't light. See it. Oh,
it's yeah,
it's flying around it.
It's flying around. It's
just like banging into it.
And... yeah, it's like a one of those fruit flies. It's flying around. But yeah, I have my ring light here, and it's just going around it. So, but anyways, yeah, that's kind of what we have going on. We'll move on to news this week. And the first thing we've been hearing, again, we talk, I kind of went on a rant about this. Why is this? That's weird that this picture is a Nintendo Switch. I don't know why the picture is Nintendo Switch. The RTX 4080 Super, we talked about it last week. I've had a big rant about the Supers and everything like that. A lot of people saying that the latest rumor is that it might get an upgrade from 16 gigs because the original RTX 4080 has 16 gigabytes of VRAM. Getting an extra 4 gigs of VRAM for a Super, that's kind of a weird upgrade. If you think about how Supers work or how they did work.
Well, I mean, we've only had one round of them, but yeah, I mean, I'm fine with it. I mean, like we've said the whole time is like, you can't just stop releasing products. You got to have something new. I'm all right with it.
Okay. Okay.
A 25% increase in VRAM.
Is that what the math is? The quick maths?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just think it would be a weird upgrade for a Super, but I think maybe NVIDIA
you're probably going to get some clock speed up increases.
Yeah, as well. Of course. You're going to get a more clock speed or even a different chip. But I think that, like, do you feel that NVIDIA needs to give a little bit more back to gamers after kind of this whole fiasco with the 40 series?
Maybe that's what they're trying to do.
That's what I mean. Like, that could be the thing.
Yeah.
But it would be weird if, like,
as long as the price, like, jump, as long as there isn't, like, a very high price increase from the regular to the Super, right? Then it's like they've just not given us anything other than just another card.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so it'll be interesting to see if that's the case. Obviously we won't know for a little bit, but that's the latest rumor kind of going around. Now here's an interesting, and we've been saying this about the 4060, they keep on trying to make it a thing. Like, you know, and here's a very interesting 4060 here. So 4060 Ti 16 gig. That's single slot with a blower fan, which just has to sound loud. So you can see, I mean, this is single slot, man. Single slot. Almost looks like a water-cooled card with a block on it. And look how small.
It reminds me of, like, I think I had two, like, PNY, maybe they're, or XFX, maybe, like, 8800 GTS or something. They were, like, a single slot GPU, right? It's we don't see single slot GPUs hardly ever, especially with like a cooler on them like this. You'll see them like a bare PCB with a little fan and heat sink sometimes, but this is interesting.
I mean, it's just super, super tiny, and then you can see the blower fan on the. I mean, that's going to be so loud.
But I've got that case that I just got in, right? And I'm doing that article. This would be great for it for like a Plex server, and you want to run like a ton of video transcodes through a GPU. Yeah. I mean, this thing will tear through tons of streams, right? Transcodes for you.
That would be,
In my instance, I'm using a micro ATX board, and I'm using all three of my slots. I'm using one for a video card, one for an additional network interface card, and then a disk controller, right? So, like, one slot would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty interesting. It's just so funny just how small it is. It's just, that's just funny. Yeah. But that is, that's pretty interesting.
Old man said he was able to get that code entered in.
Okay.
So. Maybe he might be the one. He might have
three extra. He could have three extra entries in there. So, Hopefully, like I said, hopefully more people do. If again, if you're listening to this later and you try to go to the contest page and it says you can't enter the code or the code's already been redeemed, let me know and we'll switch it around or do something to get it to work. So last week, the 14 series or 14th gen core processors launched. We talked about it. Again, just a refresh. But with that, we've seen a lot of overclocks. We've seen some demos and things of these new processors. So there was a couple of really cool ones. First, somebody overclocked the Core i9-14900KF. They overclocked it to 9.04 gigahertz, which is super high. It broke.
Are we going to get decahertz or decahertz, right? Like I've got one decahertz.
Maybe. I mean, not on anything like not unless it's an overclock, obviously.
Right. Yeah. Not for a while.
But, yeah, not for a long time. But yeah, pretty cool to see it get up that high. This was done by... Who was this done by? Where does it not say? Elmer. That's who this was done by. Well-known overclocker. There's a whole video on it, too, if you want to check that out as well. But yeah, really cool to see that. It's always nice when, like, new CPUs come out and, like, obviously like the overclocking teams, like they got to get that number one and just to see how high, you know,
well, I'm wondering how many they have access to like try, they're like, this one's not been very well. Let's swap it out for another one. You know, yeah, like how many chips do they get?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these, I think this team works for ASUS too. Like all the big motherboard manufacturers, like they all have their overclocking teams. So you know, and I think Intel has their own overclocking team too. So it's like the Intel guys obviously get like the best bin CPUs out there to kind of do that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So yeah, really cool to see that. And then the second one, not as high as an overclock, but some really interesting stuff. So this was actually demoed live. This was at IEM Sydney, which is like a computer show. And they had, which we assume is an RTX 4090, the same Core i9-14900KF. And they overclocked it to, they disabled the E cores and they overclocked the P cores to 8 gigahertz, which is, again, pretty high overclock. Yeah. And then they ran Counter-Strike 2 between 900 and 1300 FPS. And like, it was in real time. So it wasn't like a lot of these overclocks that you see, it's like, it's not necessarily stable per se for like everyday activities, especially gaming. No. So to see like 8 gigahertz, I mean, it was with liquid nitrogen, obviously, like you can see, you know, but to see this high of an overclock be stable running a game, I mean, Counter-Strike 2 isn't necessarily like crazy graphically intensive, but right, just in general the CPU running that high and running a game, and they had somebody come up and actually play the game and get some kills and stuff in the game. So pretty cool to see.
I wonder
that
why they run liquid cooling on the GPU, unless they're like really overclocking it as well, but like I guess,
yeah
who knows.
I don't think the GPU is, I guess it is, but where's like, oh yeah, you're right. It is. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really even notice that because like, obviously you're looking over here at the right, CPU.
Yeah, you're not sharing that, but yes.
Oh yeah, I'm not sharing the picture. Let's share it.
There you go.
Yeah, so I was looking over here and Ryan was saying that the GPU is also water just cooled.
Liquid cooled. Yeah
interesting.
I mean, they got a ton of power running into this thing, so maybe
yeah I mean, maybe the GPU was overclocked as well, but really cool to see that. I mean, like I said, it's just cool to see this stuff being like demoed and you know, how far you can push your hardware. It's really cool to see. So yeah, moving over to sort of like laptop stuff. This is a really interesting story. So Qualcomm, who makes like a lot of like the SoCs that are in like mobile mm-hmm. devices, phones and things like that, that's where you probably have heard of them. They're coming out with their Snapdragon X Elite CPU, which is going to power laptops. And I mean, again, this is slides from them, so like grain of salt as always when we see these slides that show all this performance and everything like that, right? But I mean, they're showing like single threaded CPU performance score beating the Apple M2 Max with 30% less power, right?
Seems good.
Seems good. And then it's also showing single threaded performance beating the Core i9-13980HX, which is one of the highest end mobile CPUs that you can get, using 70% less power. So if you know Qualcomm gets into this market where you're going to see now, you know, we have seen AMD kind of get in there. It's not as adopted as like desktop CPUs are, you know, but now you could have taking Apple out of the equation for all of us PC people. I mean, you're going to have Intel, AMD, and maybe Qualcomm in there, you know, when it comes to these new laptops. And it'd be really interesting to see like an actual real high-end gaming laptop use this Qualcomm CPU.
Yeah, it was, you end up with such a smaller like form factor, right? If it's that much less power and getting that much performance, you don't have to have this bulky cooler. It doesn't have to weigh as much.
Yeah, and that comes back to battery life too.
Battery as well, yep.
Yeah.
Or it'd be cool like if they like use this as like a co-processor in something, right? You like put it off to the side and you can switch tasks over to this thing.
That would be
like
cool
when
too.
You need like to really rely on battery power. But when you plug in, it like switches over to a higher, I don't know, who knows? I'm just
I mean, it's really interesting, and it's cool to see more players kind of come into this, right? Mm-hmm. And then they did show some stats of their GPU as well, compared to an i7-13800H. Obviously, the big thing is power consumption here, but yeah, it's pretty interesting. Again, we don't cover laptops all that much, and most of us are like building our own PCs. But you know, this could, and we talked about this with Apple too. I mean, this could be the start of okay, we come into the laptop market, the mobile market. You know, we do really well in there. Let's talk to Asus. Let's get a board. Let's get a motherboard made for the CPU. Yeah. Right, like. You never know what can happen in, you know, 5 years or whatever it may be. I mean, just look how Apple basically did with their M1 and now the M2 and things like that. I mean, it could be very interesting if this goes well for them. So I'm pretty excited about it because I always like to see new players come in. Typically when that happens, that causes people to innovate, just like what we saw with AMD and Ryzen. AMD pushed the bar with core counts and things like that. I mean, do you think we could still be on quad core CPUs here if AMD didn't come out with Ryzen? So it's interesting to see. We'll see what happens with this. And I this is something that I'm going to be following pretty heavily just because it's super interesting to me. So on motherboards, of course, Threadripper 7000, we covered the CPUs and their crazy core counts and things like that. So, well, Gigabyte announced a new board for the Threadripper 7000 CPUs. This is their TRX50 Aero D. And hey, look at that socket, sick. Man. That's crazy. But yeah, it's good to see this. It's good to see some of the new things that we saw on some of the board that we took a look at last week, like with the M.2s, the latches and stuff like that. The one for the graphics card here as well, that PCIe armor too. So it's good to see that follow through on all of this. This is crazy board. If you were running something like that, you know, but, and it's good to see like these, usually when it comes to like these, you know, I guess you would call this high-end desktop or enterprise, like they're boring. Like they don't, they just kind of look, I don't know, but it's good to see like them bring this Aero line over there as well, which is like the white and the silver. And it just, it's going to look cool in a build too, if you're somebody who is using Threadripper, right? So it's pretty cool to see that. So, but yeah, really, really cool board from Gigabyte.
Look at all those fan headers on the bottom too. There's like so many.
Yeah. And these are all like pump headers and stuff too. So
yeah.
I don't know the specifics like in detail of this board. I'm not sure how much watts you can get out of these pump headers and stuff, but if it's like the high-end Asus boards where you can get like 36 watts, you know, out of the header, that can run like your water cooling stuff. You know what I mean? So but yeah, lots going on there. 10 gig LAN, 2.5 gig LAN, USB 4s, lots of cool stuff going on there. So really cool. Really cool to see that from Gigabyte. We have a new case from Heights, and it's very similar to their other case. So they came out with a new case, the Y70 Touch, and it basically combines the Y60 with the touchscreen mod that they've had, and they were selling the screen so you could put in your Y60. Now with this, they did make the case slightly bigger to accommodate larger radiators and stuff. But this is the black version of the case. It will come in all the colors. So you have black, I think it's a picture. It's yeah. So black, white, there's like black, snow, white, and red. The snow is all white. But it's going to basically be like a Y60 with the screen, which I kind of like because the screen, like you could buy the screen separately and put it in. And Hype did sell a screen that would fit in there perfectly and everything like that. Right. But if you're somebody who just like wants it all together,
right.
You don't have to do any real hard
all together.
Yeah. And then this screen specifically works with their software. So this is like all the widgets built into their software. Which is really cool. And again, the case is slightly larger than the Y60 to accommodate, again, some larger GPUs. So when the Y60 came out, the 4090 was not out, and the 4090 pushed the limits as far as like graphics card size, especially thickness. So you have more room for larger graphics cards and some larger radiators in there. Now, this case is not cheap. It is $349.99, I believe, $359.99, and it comes with absolutely no fans.
God.
Yeah, so that's expensive.
Okay.
And if you kind of try, like you try to justify that price, okay, screen is like 100 at least, you know, the yeah. PCI Express 4.0 riser is probably on the low end, $50. You know, yeah. So it's 150, but still no fans. It's, I don't know. I'd have to see it in person and kind of see how big it is and things like that. But
it's funny that video that they have on their page too shows the little AIO with the screen on it.
Oh yeah, their new
it's down. Yeah, like that little phone looking thing. It's just put out a video on it. It sounds like, yeah, I saw someone else had a review of this today. I think Tech Power Up
has a review. I saw some other ones as well. All right, let's see what this looks like.
I do like those angled designs of everything.
Yeah, Height's been really good with that.
Yep. And yeah, it comes with that riser, which is nice.
Why is it?
It's I don't know, it's further all along. So there's the screen.
Yeah, the screen does look good, and it's nice that they have their own software as well.
4K, yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
there's so that. See that CPU cooler with the
the thing on it.
I'm excited for that to come out, hopefully at some point.
I'm not sure I'm sold on this.
Maybe not the screen, but I just remember like the radiator. Look how thick it is, and then the tubing is a higher diameter.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's interesting. I'm not sure how I feel about the price. Mm-hmm. That's the only
especially with no fans.
Yeah, with no fans. And again, the O11 Dynamics, which is like a very big competitor to this, they don't come with any fans either, but they're not as expensive per se. I mean, how much is like an 011 011 dynamic Evo. Hold on, I can't. Let's see.
It's a very small word you have to spell.
Bob. Like, yeah, so like the 011 dynamic Evo, which again doesn't have the screen or a riser, is $149.99 on Amazon. Let's see what the XL is, because that's the larger one. The XL is $199.99 on Newegg. So yeah, I mean, I still think that price is a lot. But again, I'd have to mess around with the screen and to give you, like, we haven't reviewed the case, obviously. Yeah. Old man says, Jay's 2 cents put a video on the Y70. Yeah, check out the videos, check out the reviews if you are interested. I do think, like, Heights design is one of my favorites since they've come out. And just the little attention to detail that somebody who reviews cases, like, you definitely appreciate it. But $359 for a PC case that comes with no fans is a lot. And again, even if you're putting the bare minimum in that, which would be like, let me bring this back up here, like the bare minimum, you know, would have to be like, I guess, I don't know if there's even fan spots on the floor, but like one in the floor and one in the top, that'd be two fans, right? And that's not necessarily optimal. Or a side mount and a rear mount back here.
Right.
So like at least two fans, if not, you know, and again, if you're fully doing this out, you'd have side, back, and top.
Yeah.
So like at least like 3, 6, 7 fans. And if you're doing RGB fans, or even if you're getting away with 6 fans, you know, if you're doing like really nice, really nice RGB fans that come with the controller, like you're looking at $79 for a 3-pack. So, you know, $140, $150 for 2-pack. So, I mean, that's adding, you know, you're looking just case and fans.
$500.
Yeah, $500. So it's not, yeah. So, like I said, check the reviews. I would say I'm not going to give my definite thing, but $359 just seems a lot.
Right.
Yep. So yeah. And then wait, Nelson's in the chat as well.
Nope.
I didn't see that. I said when we started this podcast, I've been looking at the chat. I didn't look at the chat at all. So
funny.
Good to see you, Nelson, from Florida. And then Davey is back as well. And he said he's been eyeing high cases for a minute now. Might have to finally pull a trigger. Only problems, I've switched cases twice in the past 2 years. That's a thing when like a new case comes out, you're like, man, I want that. It is, it is hard to keep the same case, especially if like, you know, you look over, you're just like, it would be so much better if it was something else. I do like the height cases. We reviewed both the Y60 and the Y40. Mm-hmm. Good cases overall. I would assume the same quality that you're going to get in the Y70 Touch. It's just that price for me is the big thing. Old man in the chat says the height Y60 in white is $185 on Newegg. Yeah, and we have to think too, is we don't think about this, and we kind of have been over the past like year, but like inflation's it's finally coming around where you are seeing it like reflected in prices on a lot of things.
Yeah.
But yeah, cool to see that from Height. Maybe we'll get one in for review. I didn't really request one because I've been really busy with other reviews. So we'll see. Maybe we'll get one in and we'll get a review of it before the end of the year. This next product I think is super cool. And I think it's something that Ryan doesn't like it. Okay. There's these Streamcom came out with these really cool dynamic analog dials. So they look like this, and it's this little cube with an analog dial that, you know, moves up and down like, you know,
CPU load or CPU temp.
You know, like it has these like little, like a really old school looking analog dial. And you can see this is like the silver version. This is the black version here. The cool thing about these is that, you know, like a normal screen on here wouldn't look all that retro, right? It would kind of ruin it. This is actually e-ink. So it's a little e-ink screen. So it gives you that more like, again, this looks very like old school. It doesn't look like, you know, it doesn't necessarily look like a screen, right? But it is, because these change depending on what you have them monitoring, right? And these little cool little cubes that you can put on your desk. You can put them in your system. You can kind of do whatever you want with them. But the really cool thing, yeah, they connect via USB. But the really cool thing about them, and that's why I think what's going to make these pretty awesome, is that they daisy chain. So you do, if you have five of them, you don't need five USB. You don't need to buy a USB hub to run them all, right? So you have one USB cable going to your system, and then these all daisy chain together. And you can daisy chain a bunch of them. I forget how many.
I bet total. The e-ink like makes it so they don't take up a ton of power, so you can daisy chain that many more, right?
Yeah.
Which but nice. You That's hear, kind you of a cool see, build.
Yeah, this is like an open build using them, and you can see kind of what you can do. You know what I mean?
It'd be nice if they had a little glow to them. You know what I mean? Like old school, like radio or stereo that has the dials. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be really cool. But yeah, I mean, it's just like, it's cool. And again, you can have something like this, like sitting on your desk. It doesn't have to be in your system. I like these. I think they're really cool. And just, you know, just see what people can do. And again, it kind of is all dependent on the software. And they say it uses a platform agnostic server app that runs in the background on your local device.
Yep, and they use REST APIs, so you can have third-party developers. So that'd be cool. Like, you could put anything on this then.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not cheap. The starter, what comes in the starter kit? Hey, let me see if I can just bring this up here. The starter kit. Oh, they come with little stands too. You see that? Okay. The starter kit. It says $40 to $137.
So drop down the starter thing.
Starter.
Oh, extension.
Let me see. Oh, okay.
Oh, so that's a single one then. Single was an option.
$40. So one has to be the hub, like the initial hub.
Yep.
And the other ones are extensions, I guess. So the single hub is $44.50, where the extension is $40. So they're $40 a piece. The starter kit is $137.70.
So you should definitely get that, because that's
and that like comes 30 with bucks four. Cheaper. Yeah, that comes with four and all the cabling, I assume, to daisy chain them all together.
That's not terrible.
Yeah, not terrible. They're pre-ordering now. But yeah, I think they're really cool. Like, and again, yeah, I like this design better than the black. But yeah, I think these are super cool. I think that a lot of people... Like, it's just something different. Like, we see all these screens. Like, I still have the mountain. You have your Stream Deck in front of you. Like, this is just something a little bit different. And just, I don't know. Especially for people who don't want that, like, gamer look on their desk, but they want to see stats. Like, this is a way to show it in a really cool and elegant way. It is, and it's not necessarily cheap. It's not necessarily crazy expensive either, but I think it's pretty cool. So, yeah, cool stuff there as well. In the chat, Nelson said he had an idea. If you get this case, the Hightwise 60 with the monitor, can you also buy two more monitors so you can have all three monitors side by side? Yeah, you could. Like, let's bring that back up.
You probably figure out a way to put them all next to each other.
I don't think you could get them next to each other. I guess you could, but the thing is that the actual like glass panel sits flush with that first one,
right?
So this is going to sit flush. So if you put a monitor here, it'd have to be behind the glass, or you would have to cut the glass yourself.
Yeah, if you wanted to interact with it, yeah.
Yes, because this is a touchscreen too.
Right.
But you could put, again, one monitor here and another one here. But again, they'd have to be behind the glass. I don't think it would look as good per se. But yeah, you definitely could go ahead and do that for sure. So yeah, that is it for news for the week. Coming up next week, I'm taking a look at a wireless microphone system from Comica. This is their Vimo S. And why is everything loading so slow? Am I getting hacked?
Well, dial up, man.
I always think, like, is something going on? Like, what's going on when something loads slow? But this is just like another one of those wireless microphone kits. This one works with iPhone. They have another version that's Type C for newer iPhones as well. So, cool little case that it comes in and everything. It's pretty cool. So, I'll be taking a look at that. Definitely something to help you if you're trying to record things. We used a similar one at CES this past year, and it was just super simple. And then we took a look at a bigger CPU cooler. So this is from Scythe. This is their Fuma 3. Dual fan, dual tower, but it's not crazy big, but it's big. And they make use of like this really thin fan on the front. So you get that RAM compatibility there. So yeah, really excited to see this. And it's definitely a more refined look from Scythe too, with like the top caps and stuff. So I'm really excited to test this one, to kind of see how it does. And we have like a full lineup of like basically the biggest, air coolers available currently.
Nice.
So we'll be doing like one after another. So we have this, we have the large Cooler Master one, No, because we've already done the Noctuas.
Right, I'm just saying you have it, right?
Yeah, we have the Noctuas, but as far as new ones, we also have the Deep Cool, the Assassin 4. Mm-hmm. So we have that. That's a big one. I think I have one more. I forget what the other one is, but I have. But oh, we have the new Be Quiet ones as well. So we have both of them. We have the Dark Rock Pro. Is it 4 or 5? And then we have Dark Rock Elite. I think we have that one as well. So yeah, we have a lot of big, real big CPU coolers coming up for all of you guys who are fans of air coolers. So all that stuff coming up. Of course, we started doing this at the end of the podcast. We have a question. And this is an interesting question because it's not that interesting, but I think the reason I wanted to ask it is because if you were to upgrade one thing on your setup, completely free, paid for, one thing, right? But it can't be like, if you say I want to upgrade my CPU, but it's a new architecture or it's a new, you have to pay for everything else.
Right.
If you want to upgrade your graphics card because you're water cooled, you have to buy a new block and you have to do everything. So, and it doesn't have to be necessarily inside your system. It can be like, oh, I want a new desk or I want a new monitor. If there was one thing, Ryan, that you could upgrade about your current setup or PC, what would it be and why?
Yeah, it'd probably be my GPU. And yes, I am liquid cooled, but it does. Are you saying that I have to liquid cool it, or can I just like, I have an all-in-one, right? I've reviewed all-in-ones. I could put those on the CPU and just go air cooled now.
If that's what you want to do.
Okay.
That's what you want to
do. Yeah, I got GPU. I'm happy with everything else.
And did you, what GPU would you pick?
I don't know. I'm trying to wait and see what these 40 series refreshes look like. Whether we get last week we talked about a 4070 Ti Super possibility. So we'll just see what that looks like. So that's probably what I would go with. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if I didn't have to pay for it, then yeah, I'd go with the highest, you know, sure. Okay. Give me a 4090. But
okay,
realistically, like if I was paying for it, yeah, I'd stick somewhere in the middle like I always do.
So. I'm kind of torn because I would love a new monitor.
I knew you were going to say that.
But I also, I this 3090, well, it's like, it does everything I want. It's just the one, I have one from Zotac and it's just the cooling on it is so bad. Like, and again, this thing like is just a power hog.
Sounds like you need to get a custom loop going in there.
Oh, I just need a better graphic card. So like Yeah, I would like a nice 4090. Like the white Strix would look awesome in this system, I'd say. So yeah, that would kind of be my pick for what I would want in, you know, if I had to upgrade something. If you guys are in the chat, let us know what you would upgrade in your system. But I think that would be my upgrade because this monitor is still good. Yeah. But, you know, when we game, like it, this thing just sounds like it's taken off. It's
yeah, it's old not... man says, well, it hasn't come up yet. In the, there we go. Water cooled 4090 Super TIOC. Yes, I'll take
TIOC 24G.
Exactly.
V2, the long, yep, you know, long product name there. So, but yeah, we're going to come to the end here. Of course, we talk about any tech related things, any tech related things that you did or you saw or you messed around with.
I mean, I've got a couple products that came in, a case for a doing a case review and then just a project involving that case.
It's an interesting case. So it's not like your normal PC case.
No.
So yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for that stuff.
But yeah, I got that last week and put the system together already and started working in it.
Nice. I'm excited for that. I've just been working on a ton of reviews. We have a lot of stuff going on coming into holiday here. So some really cool stuff. Like I said, all of those air coolers, we have a lot of really awesome air coolers. We have some new DDR5 they're going to be testing. And because we now have a 14th gen CPU in the house, like we're going to be able to test like super high frequency memory. So we have all that stuff coming down the line as well. So definitely stay tuned for all of that. And like I said, too, if you guys did miss it, like we are having the giveaway for this SSD, portable SSD. It's on the site. But we're going to be doing giveaways. Like I'm going to be, like I said, I'm cleaning the house. Basically, so we'll be doing a lot of giveaways, just getting rid of some stuff and of course giving back to you guys. So definitely stay tuned for all of that as well. One thing I'm super excited for, and I was talking to you about it as kind of led up to the launch and leaks, was DJI Osmo Pocket was made official today. This little, basically little camera on a gimbal. And I was thinking about getting the Pocket 2 when it came out, but I never did. And we've been talking about how we're going to cover CES this year. And the thing that we like, we last year we started recording with like my Sony A6300 and it was just like taking so much time to get the B-roll. And it wasn't like when you're at CES, like you need to be kind of run and gun and get, you know, a lot of times you don't have time to take the camera out, put it on the tripod, things like that. Right. So we moved to the phone for like this, basically the rest of CES, and it worked out great. Minus like maybe some quality and things like that. And the phone worked out great. And I really liked using my phone. The workflow with the phone isn't great, like pulling the files off and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's
just, does this have connections for like wireless mics?
Yeah, it comes with it. Well, it comes with one. It comes with a DJI one. So and the thing that I've loved about all these smaller cameras is that they're super easy to use. You literally take them out of your pocket and you start using it. Like I have a GoPro Hero 10. I just take that. I don't have to change any settings. It just like works in pretty much all situations. The only situations where the GoPro is bad is inside. But the thing with this new Osmo Pocket 3 is that it has a 1-inch sensor, meaning that it can be really good in low light. Now, I pretty much watched every video on it today that was like 9 or 10 on YouTube with people talking about it. It does look really good. I like having the idea, too, that I could use this as part of my workflow for making videos for Think Computers, too. Like, there's some things that I just can't get with, like, a tripod, even with a slider.
Yeah, just getting real close to it.
Yeah, and the fact that like just some shots, it's like it really is like a pain in the ass to like get the slider out, set it up, do all that stuff when like I can use this to just get that one, like that one shot that I need, right?
And you need to be smooth, right? This will take care
of that. You need to be smooth and things like that. So I'm really excited for this. The one thing that I hate, and I did want to say this, is that you know, even when it comes to the GoPros and everything, like these products are not a normal camera review. So like I see all these videos today and people are talking about this, but they're not like, yeah, this is just the standard setting. Like, you can see their footage and it looks great, but like, they might have like their ISO lock. They might have like their frame rate lock. Like, you don't, it says like 4K 60, like this is shot in 4K 60, but like, what other settings have they changed? Right, like, is it right out of pocket? Like, no gear reviewer ever does that. It's like, hey, this is completely like auto settings. You know what I mean? Because again, even with like GoPros and things like that, you see these like, you know, YouTubers and they're like, oh, look at this awesome footage. But like, they've changed every little setting to make it be like the absolute best you could get with that product. And I hate that, because especially products like this and the GoPros, like it's made to be used by like normal people, not by camera.
Right.
People.
It's not indicative of what like the average Joe's just going to pull it out and film. Yeah. And then they go back and look at it and they're like, well, this doesn't look as good as I thought it was going to.
Yeah, and that's what it's like, oh, this guy on YouTube, like, look at his footage, and like, I look at mine, and it's, like, so crappy, and that's, like, I like the idea of just pulling something out, not changing any settings, and just recording, and that's why I love my GoPro. This EV1's close to that. You have to change some settings to get the best, you know. But that was the thing with this EV1, too. It was marketed, like, take it out of your pocket and just use it, but there are a lot of settings you need to change to get the best quality out of it. So I'm excited for this. I might get it. I haven't decided yet. It's not cheap. It's five.
Holy cow.
So just the camera is $519. And then there's a creator combo that comes with the wireless mic, and a wide angle lens and some other stuff. That's $669. So it's not cheap. But I do think I'm on the side of getting it right now, but I'm going to wait for some more reviews to come out. So, but I think it's going to be cool. Have you ever used one of their pocket?
I haven't. Yeah. No.
Okay. But you have their original Osmo Action.
Yes.
And I used the original Osmo Action for a long time.
I think it's still good. Like, it, for me, it works fine.
I use it. I still use it for like in the car. Like, I have a mount that for the car shots and stuff. It's great. I haven't decided yet, but more than likely I'll end up getting it. So that might be our camera for CES, which would be kind of exciting. As long as it does good inside, you know, in kind of rooms that are kind of lit like this, that's a lot of CES is all about. So,
yep.
So yeah. So in the chat, Old Man says that he bought a few things. He bought a heatsink for a Samsung Evo M2 and three 120 and three 140 ARGB fans. The 140s look like some generic fans. Oh, that's cool. You definitely want to cool that M.2 off for sure. Who makes the good? There's a couple companies that make some really good heatsinks for the M.2s. If you look,
Sabrent made some, I think.
Yeah, Sabrent has one. That Sabrent one's big.
Does Orico make any?
They probably do. But yeah, you definitely want to keep your M.2s cool. I learned that when I first.
So they're like Gen 4. Like Gen 3, you can probably get away with sometimes without having a heatsink on them, but.
For sure. So that is it, guys. We are going to wrap things up here. Of course, we're going to be jumping over to Twitch. Of course, if you're watching on Twitch, the Twitch stream will go down for a second, and Ryan will get the normal Twitch stream up, which will be our gaming streaming, playing some Apex Legends tonight. Kind of excited to play games. So we'll be doing that. Again, that's twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. Everybody who was in the chat, we definitely appreciate you being here with us live, and of course everybody that listens later, just make sure you guys are following us on all social medias. We're putting out a lot of social media content that's like not on the website, so definitely follow us on, like, you know, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, things like that. We're putting out a lot of really cool content there as well. So that is it for this week, and we will see everybody next week.